Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in this studio this morning, a packed studio with four guests. I'm happy to have with me Kevin Knox, the Parks and Recreation Manager.
Good morning.
Rachel Fox, the Aquatic Supervisor.
Good morning.
And Ellie Campbell, the Recreation Activities Specialist.
Thanks for having us, Brooke.
All here with the Parks and Recreation Department, and great to have you all here this morning. I guess a couple of you were on the radio recently.
Yeah, LA and I get to come in and pitch and talk with the community.
We had such a good time. We had such a great time pitching for the spring drive, and like we're just really thankful for everything that KCAW does. Really excited that we're getting a new roof over here on the Cable House.
That's right.
And really excited that the community really stepped up to make that happen. If you still need to make your gift, you can do it at KCAW.org/roof.
Amazing. Yeah. What a community effort. And this is a sign of that right now. More community stuff happening right here this morning. All of us gathered together to talk about other things happening in the community that people can get involved with.
Yeah. Where do we start?
Yeah. Let's start where people always want to start, which is the pool.
lots of good things coming up at the pool. So one of the things is next weekend, we have a yoga and sound bath. I'm sure folks have been seeing flyers around. This is our third time doing it in the last 3 months. And so it's led by Holly Mitchell, and she's great. And this is kind of like a unique experience. Like you get to come, we'll do some yoga on the pool deck. We have mats for people. And then we put you in this big raft. You get a little eye mask, a little blanket. And then we float you in the pool while she plays all these sound bath instruments and plays meditation music. It's really awesome.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. Floating, like sound bath is such a unique experience to be kind of in. You kind of get lost a little bit into the sound waves. But then if you're floating on water, I feel like it would
it's
just...
It's like a sensory deprivation. You know, it's like very... It's. Is that not right?
That's awesome.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it's awesome. And then the sauna is open afterwards. So it's just a really nice way to like wrap everything up.
So. And so you said that's happening next weekend. What is the date and time specifically?
So April 19th. So that's a Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, great.
And there's still a couple spots open.
Right. Because this is kind of has to be a smaller class.
It has been smaller. I ordered a couple more rafts so we could extend the size. So so it's a little bit. There's some more room now.
There's some room to register. Mm-hmm. And if people want to register, they just go to recreation.cityofsitka.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay. Amazing. Okay. Well, that's just one of the cool things happening at the pool. Yeah. What else is happening?
So we have this amazing staff member. Her name is Aurora. And she, when she was in the lower 48, did a lot of mermaid performing with a tail and everything. It's really cool. So she's going to be hosting a mermaid academy, and that's going to be in June. But registration is going to be in April. And it's for all ages. So we have two different ones. We have one just for kids, and then we have one for adults. Very limited spots. It's going to be really cool. She's going to teach you how to wear a monofin, how to wear a tail, how to do different tricks and stuff. It's going to be a really good time, I think.
It sounds so cool. Mermaid Academy. Yeah. Like, who wouldn't want to do that? And to have been... So she was a professional mermaid when she was down south.
I guess she went to, like, birthday parties and aquariums and all this stuff and did, like, really cool just performing things. And she was at the Ren Fair this last weekend. Maybe if you went to the brewery, you would have seen her posted up in her little mermaid tail.
She's cool.
She's really awesome.
Okay.
Very magical.
Very magical.
Yeah. And you get to try on a tail if you're part of the Mermaid Academy. So tell me a little bit about that piece.
So registration is going to be April 27th. So when you register, we get your sizes for like shoes and stuff like that. That way we can make sure we order something that fits you. So that way when you come to the camp, you can actually have a tail. And then once you've completed the class, anytime you come to open swim, you can rent out the mermaid tail to swim.
Okay. So, amazing. Yeah. So cool. And you said that there are going to be two camps, one for kiddos up to the age of 17.
So yeah, it's going to be 9+. So 9 to 17. That's going to be June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then the adult class is June 4th and 5th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And registration opens April 27th. So mark your calendars if you want to join Mermaid Camp.
Yeah, Academy. Registration can be found on recreation.cityofsitka.com as well as a fully up-to-date pool schedule with the sauna included.
Excellent.
Still our number one question on the phone. When is the pool open?
Yes. Sure. And I always have paper schedules in the office. So if anyone's ever confused, just come to the office.
And Rachel posts it on Facebook every Monday. If you're ever looking for the pool hours, you can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us online at recreation.cityofsitka.com, or you can catch us with a paper schedule in the office.
Amazing. Great. So people can definitely get that information. Yes. I love it. Thank you. Well, Ellie, since you've piped in, let's chat a little bit about some things happening this summer.
Yeah, we've got a load of fun stuff coming up this summer. The foremost, we've got Sitka Summer Camp registration coming up this Tuesday. It's kind of our flagship summer camp program. It's a catch-all summer camp for students going into first grade and going into sixth grade next school year. It'll be Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, with some extended care options available. We've got 3 weeks in June, 3 weeks in July. We take the week of 4th of July off because everybody needs a week off in the middle of the summer. Am I right? registration for that goes live on Tuesday at noon on recreation.cityofsitka.com. We do expect it to fill up pretty fast.
Okay.
Last year, we had just as many students on our wait list as we did in camp. So we're expecting that to be kind of a flurry.
So go on Tuesday if you want to make sure that your kiddo gets in. And just tell us a little bit about what kids can expect.
Yeah, kids can expect a summer full of fun. I'm in the midst of planning a bunch of field trips right now. We're really lucky to have so many awesome community partners like Fortress of the Bear, the Sitka Sound Science Center. We're working with Pacific High and the Sitka Conservation Society to get the kids up at the Pacific High Garden this summer.
The other key thing that we really lean on is our summer camp staff, the counselors, bring in a lot of passion and involvement and, expertise into the job. And they do things that they really like to do too. So
we have a staff member right now that's planning kind of a space camp for the summer for a couple days,
including rockets and
amazing.
And then we're really hopeful that we might be able to get the Star Lab set up so we can do some things with that.
Cool. Yeah. But I mean, beyond that, we're doing really fun classic summer camp stuff. Kids can expect to be making slime, to be doing art projects, to be running outside, to be beachcombing, to be hiking, to be experiencing everything that Sitka has to offer for the summer.
That sounds great. Okay, wonderful. So people should go to recreation.cityofsitka.com this coming Tuesday if they want to register their kiddo anywhere from rising first through rising sixth.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, great. Let's see. Well, in relation to that, maybe Kevin, I'll ask you about this. There's Sitka Recreation Foundation, and that actually is going to impact this summer camp a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit how?
So through a generous donation from TJ, he gave a pot of money to the Sitka Recreation Foundation. And they will be funding a meal program for us, so lunch and snacks for kids that are in our summer camp. So, and that's a no barrier. Anybody that is in a part of our extended program gets to, have snack or lunch before they start the day. And then all the kids during the day too get snacks for that. So we're really thankful to the Sitka Recreation Foundation and TJ Witherspoon for providing that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just a couple minutes left, so we're going to talk quickly about an upcoming event. I wanted to talk to both you, Kevin, and Ellie about your experience in these organizations, but I don't think we have time. So just let me know what the event is that's coming up, Kevin.
We're very excited on Sunday, April 19th, to have the Sitka Community Choir and Orchestra performance, culmination of the last 3 months of rehearsals of community members from 10 years old all the way up in choir. There's people that are in their 80s that are singing in the orchestra. We're a diverse group of folks playing strings and woodwinds and brass instruments and percussion, but some really fun performances. Will be about a little bit less than an hour and a half, probably, starting at 7 o'clock at the PAC.
7 o'clock at the PAC, and that's April 19th, and that's free, correct?
Performance, yeah.
Okay.
So we're really looking forward to having people come out and listen. It's just a great way to bring the community together and get connected through music. It's just a really fun event. And
really special.
Yeah, really special for all the performers, too.
Sure.
It's really fun to get together, and for people playing instruments or singing, in later in life, or even the young kids, just being able to do it in a different way.
Yeah, So come out and support your community April 19th. I want to give you just one moment to tell listeners, Kevin, I'll ask you this. You are looking for more staff always. So there is a way to get involved with the Parks and Recreation Department in terms of employment as well.
So as a full-time staff, we're very small and we really rely on our temporary staff and then also just community folks coming in to do the instruction and other things like that. But we're always looking for more staff for the summer camp if we had one or two more adults and then a couple other student recreation leaders. That wait list gets to be smaller and we get to have more kids in with us. So if you're looking for a really fun summertime gig where you get paid to play, check out the City of Sitka's job page. It's at cityofsitka.com and under jobs.
Okay, great. Otherwise, go to recreation.cityofsitka.com to register for any of these amazing events coming up. Thank you so much for being here. I've been speaking with Kevin Knox, the Parks and Recreation Manager, Rachel Fox, the Aquatic Supervisor, and Ellie Campbell, the Recreation Activities Specialist.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.